Hello and welcome to Dead Pod for the week of August 24th, 2012. This is a professor I'm so glad you could pick us up this week. Had a wonderful suggestion by one of our Facebook friends to break out this show on its 40th anniversary this week, and I thought it's probably a perfect time to play it. I often don't feature shows quite as well known as this one, but by God, this is certainly worth playing, and if you haven't heard it, it's time you did. We're going to play the first set and just a little bit of set two this week. It comes to us from, this is of course the Field Trip Show. It comes to us from the Old Renaissance Fairgrounds, Vineta, Oregon, August 27th, 1972. Certainly one of the most famous Grateful Dead concerts. Many people argue it's one of the best. Certainly it's very good, and I will explore it this week and next, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy this one. Starts out with starts out as a good to excellent 72 show, I would say. Promised Land starts out the show. Sugary, Me and My Uncle, Dio, Black-Throated Wind, all excellent renditions, well played, quite nicely played, but certainly not extraordinary, I wouldn't say. I'd say they're very well played. The show really picks up with the China Cat, Sunflower, and I Know You Rider, which comes next. If you get the feeling that the band is really taken off here in more ways than one. Listen especially to the wonderful transition. Phil really does a beautiful job in this transition between China Cat and I Know You Rider, and it really takes off, and you get the feeling that the band is really going to start flying now. Mexicali Blues and Bertha close set one. All well played. Garcia really starting to pick up his guitar work, and it's wonderful renditions of these two songs. We're going to play one song from set two tonight, and that's the opening Playing in the Band, probably one of the more psychedelic versions ever played. The band really gets off on this. You just hear the energy flowing between them, and by the ending, when they finally bring it back down, you get the set that we're in for quite a ride to come in the rest of this concert, which will be coming up next week here on the Dead Pod. Thanks so much for tuning in, folks. I really appreciate it, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy this one. I want to thank you for your support. We couldn't bring the Dead Pod to you without it. I really appreciate it, and it's easy to do. You just click on the Contribute Now button on the blog page, deadshow.blogspot.com, or contact me if you'd like to send a check. At any rate, thanks again for your support. Enjoy this one, folks. Enjoy the waning days of August. It's always kind of melancholy when summer's rolling out, but what a great way to celebrate with the 40th anniversary of this wonderful show. This is the professor, and you're listening to The Dead Pod.
Well, before you begin, fellows, I would like to introduce the band.
Before you introduce the band,
I don't know who this
band,
guy is, but he ain't Bill Graham.
Oh, we'd sure like
thank
to
you,
thank
the, nicest thing I've heard
the Springfield Creamery for making it possible for us to play out here in front of all you folks here and God and everybody. This is really where we get off the best.
Well, I'm sure that these fellows are all familiar with you by now, but in honor of this occasion here in the flats out here, first I'd like to go over to Bobby Weir, or Bob Weir, I should say, of course, my age. The rhythm and picking, and of course you know all his songs or anything, but I have a little something for you, Bob, from all us folks here in, Eugene, I got it. For when you sing the songs, the Texan song. Well, I hate to say personal problems over there, but we got evicted from our house in the middle of our walnut grove, and so this is the end of any of the walnuts we'll ever have again from Maple Isle. And I'd like to present this to Phil Ish, the bass player here. Making healthy homegrown walnuts. Oh yeah, now this is a nice little thing here. It's worth it. Still working out good. I love to work here all day long. Work for a pack.
vibration. But this is for a who we've always called Bill the Drummer, who is in love with these guys. Bill the Drummer. Bill the Drummer. Say your left and my right, the lead Garcia player, no, the lead guitar player. Garcia. Okay, now we've got a couple more items here. Over here on the piano is a newer addition to the Grateful Dead that I met the last two scenes out. Down here, Keith Gottschalk, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so then, we've run right through now. Another new addition for you who haven't seen the Dead here in Oregon for a while is Keith's young, beautiful wife, Donna, who sings with the band. And I have something for you too, Donna. I don't know where you are. Begin, which is for the man who has come straight out of our area from Pendleton, Oregon, to go down and coordinate activities in the Bay Area with lifting the equipment to the point where I gave him my bad back. Now he takes it over, so I'm going to give him a present for that occasion. I'm speaking none other than Ramrod. Okay, so here you go. Grateful Dead. We'll be right back.
thank you.
Please turn this up. Ooh. More. You gotta turn it up more. There we are. You can turn it down just... No, leave it there.
Shake it.
Get mighty strange, so they're going to be out of tune for a little while.
Taught me good love, taught me all I know. Loved me so well, like I that gold. When I left his dead hand there by the side of the road.
You and me.
it by the buses and semis, plunging like stones from a slingshot on Mars. But I'm here by the road, bound to the love I picked up in 10,000 cafes and bars. Do.
lost kid situation has come up via the headphones, that there's a whole bunch of lost kids down in the kid tent crying because they haven't seen their mommies and daddies for months. So if you got a kitty out there, go look for him. Okay, I like that. I've got a friend of mine, young Durango, as you remember him, walking out through the crowd. He was taking down notes. So if you had anything to go up here with for the notes, he'll be going through there, and you'll know Durango. You've all met him up here. Brother Bartholomew's instructor.
Thank you.
Before we knew it, and here he is now with a report of the water situation, which has become very dry in the area, with probably still another 3 hours to go with the intensity. So there's going to be, according to his report, if they get it going, a fire truck will move slowly along there and spray out from its nozzle.
So hang in, and we're going to move with the truck just so you know what you're getting hit with, so nobody thinks it's something weird coming down on them. It's just water from the creek.
Now you dig, the water coming by is not drinking water, so save the drinking water and use this for the rubbery water, the body soothing water. So you save a little conserve. Oh, this is, see, the report from the Action Central is conserve your water.
Flies and children on the street, and I catch a glimpse of black-eyed girls who giggle when I smile at a little boy that wants to shine my feet. And in 3 days riding Bakersfield, and I don't know why I came, I guess I came to keep from paying dues. So instead I've got a bottle and a girl at just 14, and an empty case of the Mexican blues. In town, I didn't know a stage line ran from hell. She had a raven hair, a ruffled dress, a necklace made of gold, all the French perfume you'd care to smell. She took me up into her room, whispered in my ear, "No, won't my friend do anything you'd choose?" Now I'm playing for those half an hour I've been there in her arms, a time's worth of the Mexicali blues. Keep a tight grip on your booze, 'cause making and drinking are all I have today.
was waiting when he came. She told me he would take her if I didn't use my gun. I'd have no one but myself to blame. I went down to those dusty streets, what was on my mind? I guess that stranger hadn't heard the news. Cause I shot first and killed him, but he didn't even draw. And made me tree the gallows for the Mexican. Yeah, is there anything a man don't stand to lose? When he lets a woman hold him in her hand, you just might find yourself out there on horseback in the dark.
your knees. Bertha, don't you come around here anymore. Don't you come around here anymore.
Take a short break and drink something because it's real hot up here and regain our energy. Yeah, cop a couple salt tablets and try again. I don't know, this may be the first time I ever been to Oregon. It didn't rain and now it's too damn hot.